Welcome to People Power and Politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
On the afternoon of July the 23rd, 2003, New York City Councilman James E. Davis was assassinated inside City Hall by a political opponent who accompanied him to a council meeting, pulled out a pistol, and shot him in front of scores of stern lawmakers and onlookers. Joining us today is his brother, Geoffrey A. Davis, Executive Director of James E. Davis Foundation. Welcome, sir. So good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. So, reflecting on the 20th anniversary, can you share your thoughts and emotions about this significant milestone? How has the passage of time influenced your perspective on the events surrounding your brother James E. Davis's assassination?
Sure, it's just a constant reflection. In a situation like this, the pain truly never goes away. So 20 years, it's almost like just one day, it happening just yesterday. But literally 20 years went by of the effort, the work, tending to the legacy of my brother, my family, my mother, my father, and continue the message of addressing violence in any city communities, particularly in Brooklyn, but all throughout the country.
Okay, so the James E. Davis Foundation has been working towards positive change and community development, which you briefly mentioned. Can you discuss some of the key accomplishments and milestones the foundation has achieved over the past two decades?
We've achieved a number of them. One that stands out is the New York Emmy Award for a documentary that PIX11 did, Channel 11 did on TV called Only in New York, James E. Davis Story. They won an Emmy Award for that one. That was special, near and dear to my heart, to my mother's heart. We did a children's book. We got a number of awards for our children's book called Love Yourself, Love Each Other that has a multicultural reach. And that was amazing as well. The recreation center over in Crown Heights, we redeveloped a recreation center now called the Major R. Owens Health and Wellness Center in Crown Heights. It was an armory. An old armory that wasn't being used for the last 25 or 30 years. So the foundation took the lead in advocating for the importance of a recreation center for the community and people of all walks of life to engage in the community effort again. And that has been, this year was the second anniversary, and that was near and dear to my heart as well. So it's been quite a few, but those are the ones that really stand out as of late. And it's just amazing. And then, of course, we continue the feeding the community, partnering with Applebee's over the years, continue the Love Yourself, Stop the Violence marches over the last 20 years, and traveling abroad, spreading the message of love and continuing the message of love and peace.
When you say traveling abroad, can you elaborate?
Oh, Aurora, Colorado. There was a shooting in Aurora, Colorado, where a congresswoman, Aurora, Colorado. I've been so many places. That was the movie theater shooting. There was a movie theater shooting, a mass shooting in a movie theater, Aurora, Colorado. And we went out there to speak to the families and support the relatives. Tucson, Arizona, that's the one with the congressman. The congresswoman was shot. She survived. She's a miracle. Mm-hmm. They invited us out there to Tucson, Arizona. Her husband now is a congressman, I believe. He was an astronaut. So we went out there and then traveled down to Florida and spoke down in Florida and in Chicago and different places throughout the states addressing violence and the importance of a community loving themselves and stopping the violence.
Okay, that's great. So considering the unique bond between you and your brother James, how has his legacy inspired and shaped the mission of the foundation?
Well, my brother was a very unique, a very special person, kind-hearted, loving, and extremely focused. When we put together this movement some 30 years ago, we've done it together. We did it together. He took the lead, and he was the spokesperson of our organization. When he was assassinated in 2003, initially the organization was called Love Yourself, Stop the Violence. And then we honored him in 2003 by changing the name to the James E. Davis Stop Violence Foundation. And to keep the message, over the years with him, we addressed toy guns, removing look-alike toy guns from toy stores across the country. That was very successful. And then winning the political seat was huge because we got an opportunity now to address violence on a wider scale. So the legacy was important. With the street names, there's a post office named after my brother, the James E. Davis United States Post Office on Empire Boulevard in Crown Heights. And then the avenue, James E. Davis Avenue. And then the arts building down in Fort Greene, James E. Davis Arts Building. And in City Hall, there's a memorial, a members lounge, James E. Davis Memorial Members Lounge. So there's a number of things, a library and an oak tree inside Brooklyn Botanic Garden. So we stayed in touch with the different organizations that did that to continue to build out on the legacy. And that's very, very important.
Okay. So you mentioned working in the community. In what ways has the foundation contributed to fostering community engagement and empowerment, especially in the context of the challenges faced by the communities you serve, the communities of color?
Well, we believe in, conflict resolution. Through health and wellness programs, a swimming program, for example. We have a swimming program on Thursday nights over at the Major Owens Health and Wellness Center to bring a community together, particularly women. It's geared towards females to bring people together for stress, to communicate, to talk, and then through the film, showing the film and educating people so they can look at it and see the movement that took place in the 80s, the 90s, and 2000s. That's a form of using the art as an expression to teach. And through children books, going through book readings, starting out at daycare centers and going all the way up to high school with the children's book and talking to young people to engage them on the history and the significance and the historical things that take place in the community. Traveling through schools, addressing the vows that were surrounding Juve, teaching them the importance of what the historicalness is with Juve and getting them to feel a sense of pride in themselves. So we did that a lot, and that was very successful to address the violence surrounding Juve so they can have a sense of pride. And we did that and these wonderful things. And then, of course, partnering with some of the elected officials to continue to get the message out.
Okay, so as a tribute to James E. Davis, your foundation aims to promote peace, love, and unity. How do you see these principles playing a role in the foundation's work and in the broader context of community relations?
Oh, it's working tremendously. We have a mentorship program where we just took some children to galas where they can learn different cultures, salsa, and different cultures throughout. And it's wonderful taking them to dinner, a group of children, 15 of us going to dinner and eating and breaking bread. Breaking bread to sitting down, talking and being respectful. Put your phones away and let's just communicate again. Put those phones down, let's communicate and break bread together. And eat different foods. So through food, you learn. And it's a sense of culture and understanding, and that was wonderful. So the legacy has been growing with our young people. Our senior programs with my mother, Thelma Davis, having wonderful programs, Church Women United, just sitting down, communicating, letting our seniors get out and talking to our young people, and it's been a very success. And people from all walks of life had entered the armory, from the Caribbean, from Israel, from Poland, from Africa, from South America. We've got a chance to reach all these people and bring people together under one roof, and then now they can communicate with each other and interact with each other through the arts, through Mukajambi, through sports through a number of wide range of things, and it's been working.
Okay, so that's excellent. And I know you just mentioned mentorship. So can you just share some success stories or testimonials, some individuals who have benefited from your mentorship programs?
Oh, yes. Through the mentorship program, we have one student, she loves archery, for example. We gave a scholarship out to, in memory of my brother, last July for the 20th year. And they got a chance to shoot archery. Archery is a wonderful program. They're going to the Olympics. There's a young lady who loves it. She comes every Thursday to shoot archery. And there's a young man who wants to be a designer. And we support him. He wants to do a fashion show and enlarge his career and with fashion. And then there's a basketball program called New Heights that helps people go to college. And through our foundation, we help thousands of people, actually. We gave donations to help them get to college and start a whole career, academic career, educational career for their growth and their future. So wonderful programs, yes. And it's been amazing. And it's very moving and touching. And it's sad at the same time. But we're helping people, and that's what's important.
Okay, so you've achieved quite a bit in the past 20 years. Looking forward, what are the foundation's goals and aspirations? How do you envision the impact of the foundation growing over the next decade?
Well, Crown Heights is a very diverse community. Central Brooklyn, Flatbush, Crown Heights, Fort Greene, Prospect Heights, it's a very diverse community. We want to put a museum together to educate the people about the different icons that came out of the Central Brooklyn community. My brother, Carlos Azama, the rabbi, Menachem Mendel Schneerson, Richard Green. We want to put together a museum for people to come through all around, all over the world, to see the history and what took place in Crown Heights, so that even the gentrifiers can know that the historical significance that was in this community, and keep so they can have a better understanding of what we've been building and continue to build out in a sense of pride. With the carnival on Eastern Parkway, from the Barclays to the marches that we started, the Love Yourself, Stop the Violence marches, to the peace movement. There's hundreds of Stop the Violence organizations that are here today that came about from the efforts of my brother and I back in the late 80s, early 90s. And now there's Stop the Violence organizations all over the city that's addressing violence. And this is a part of the legacy.
Okay. And speaking about legacy, you know, your brother, James E. Davis, what is it you'd like people to really know or remember him by?
Kind-hearted, hardworking, dedicated, respect of all human beings, and a family person, loved his mother, cherished his brother, myself, his family, and to teach people to interact with one another. Love thyself, love your neighbor as you love yourself, and love yourself and stop the violence.
Okay, and so how can one support your foundation, the James E. Davis Foundation? How can they support it?
Prayer. Keep praying. Keep have faith. Stop by the Armory. We're at 1561 Bedford Avenue. And say hello. If you want to support, let's engage in activities. We have a huge building, 100,000 square foot. Let's put our minds together and think of activities through the arts, through educational programs, and let's continue to build, and let's put our money together too. Put our money in the same pot, and let's continue to grow out and build a community together as one. But right now, really just prayer. Just pray for us.
Okay.
And that's important.
Can you share your contact information?
1561 Bedford Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. That's between Eastern Parkway and Union Street. Suite 1C, the James E. Davis Stop Violence Foundation, inside of the Major R. Owens Health and Wellness Center. The website, www.jamesedavisfoundation1.org. O-R-G.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Davis, for speaking about your foundation, keeping the legacy of your brother, James E. Davis. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. Take care and keep up the good work.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
People power in politics. Hard talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.